For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I gotta give Ron credit limits. He's still doing endorsements for the station. It's incredible, is it not?
I'd like to thank my friend Tim Hester of Geico. Really reliable man.
I love it. I love it. All right. You know what I'm sensing here, Bob and Limits? Oh, wait, you have breaking news?
Yes, Bob, I have breaking news for you that I
breaking
have to let
news,
you know.
Bob.
Okay, what do we got?
New York Jets wide receiver Davante Adams has requested a trade. He wants to go to the New York Jets so that he can lose to the Steelers for a third consecutive week.
The New York Giants. The New York Giants.
He wants to go to the Giants to lose again.
Yeah, he's 0-2 in 1 week. Is that possible?
How many guys in history
have
lost
to the... It's like Matt Murray winning two cups before he was a rookie.
Yes, how many guys in history have lost to the same team twice in a week? Can't be many.
That could be a first.
Doesn't happen often.
That could be a first.
Can't be many. What I'm sensing here, though, what is going on here? What I'm sensing is a new energy about town with the Steelers, Bob. It feels like a new energy. It's been stale around here. It feels like for a long time, it feels like we all wanted to get on board. Everybody did with the Pitt kid, right? That felt like new energy for a little bit, but that train just never quite got rolling. We couldn't get there. It kept feeling, even with a young player, old and stale around here. And ironically, an old quarterback has energized the place. That's what I'm feeling today. And to some degree this season, but especially last night, it feels like there's a new, fun energy around the Steelers. I loved it. And by the way, a couple of tweeters have registered their opinion. The Najee leap into the crowd, if it becomes
okay,
a thing.
Okay, that's a good one. Let's hear what they say.
The Pittsburgh plunge.
Yeah, that's a perfect one.
Is that still a ride, or did that get eliminated?
I think it's still there in Kennywood, isn't it?
The plunge? I believe it's still there.
Wait, what? Was that the one that's kind of like a roller coaster? It goes up
and then it goes down into the water. You can stand over there and get
sprayed. Yeah, you can stand there and get sprayed.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
That was my favorite ride, Limits. Can you check if it's still a ride?
It's also the shortest ride and the quickest ride of all the rides.
It's wonderful. It's very... Oh, now I'm sad, Bob.
I used to do it
with my daughter when she was little. We used to go on the Pittsburgh plunge.
Now
she's driving me around. Oh, my God. You should have seen me yesterday. My blood pressure was skyrocketing.
Because she's driving?
Yeah, I was swearing.
Good luck.
It's not good for her
or for me.
I can't do it. I'm hiring somebody to help her learn.
And what you'll become is a real, nebby father sitting in the front seat, reacting to every little thing she does. And I still do that with my kids.
If I'm sitting in the front seat, hold on, don't kill her. Turn signal, let's go. She didn't know, I don't think she knew the swear words I was using. And it was the top of my lungs. I can't do it. How did you do it? I can't. I'm not doing it anymore.
You just have to trust the process. You heard that a lot in sports.
I don't trust the process. The process sucks.
Well, no.
It's too young. They shouldn't be driving at this age.
What's next? She's going to go out on a date once. You're going to have a curfew. And you're going to say to whomever, her or the date.
I know, but that...
You know what? No. That's not...
Not till she gets out of the convent.
That's at least 10 years from now. You're going to be waiting until she gets home. Worse yet, no date. Let's say she's out with her friends driving, and she's the designated driver for that night. You're going to wait. You say 1 o'clock. You got to be home at midnight.
I know.
I'm already that guy.
I've done strange things when they didn't meet that curfew. I've gone in my car, started riding around. I'm ready to call 911.
Bob, do you know how many curfews that I was told I was supposed to be home by 11, and then it's like 11:10, and I'm getting texts, where are you? I'm just about to leave. It's fine.
I know.
And I mean, you know me. I'm like probably the last person you'd have to worry about in that regard.
Everything in my life is karma right now, Bob. It's all karma. Everything I did is coming back to me.
Hopefully we don't jinx ourselves.
And, you know, once you were a player, now you're a dad.
Oh.
So you know what the guys are playing.
Oh. I can't take it. Let's go to the phones.
Joe, we have confirmation that Pittsburgh Plunge is definitely still there. We have a text saying that the maintenance guys there working on the equipment are big fans of the show.
Ah, I love it.
How about that?
Bob, why
Pennywood.
Not? Why not?
Let's go.
So what if the Packers
like
invented this?
I went on Twitter. Who was the guy who came up with that? Who was the tweeter who sent that in?
A couple did.
Multiple people on the text line also said the Pittsburgh Plunge or the Yinzer Leap. Some said the Heinz Hop.
The Yinzer Leap.
Well, you can't do Heinz just because it's.
I like the Yinzer Leap.
The Yinzer Leap is not bad, Bob.
No, that's.
Can you put out a Twitter poll?
Yeah, I'm going to say multiple people.
Pittsburgh Plunge, Yinzer Leap, or other.
Okay.
I'm all for this. Can you guys, do you understand my point there? It just feels like finally the staleness is lifting from this franchise. It does. I don't want to go too far, but man, that was fun. When you blow a couple teams out in a row, it just feels like it's been so long because it has. That's what you want to be, is a team that engineers victory more fluidly, to quote a coach I know. No, we're not, Brian. That's the thing. We're not talking about the same things. We're not talking about intentionally trying to win 13-11. We're talking about popping 30 and not worrying about the ends of games. That's what good teams do. That's what contenders do. That's what's possible. What's possible? I'm not predicting it or guaranteeing it. It just suddenly appears to be possible, and everybody's happy for a day. Bob, look behind you. The sun's shining, the leaves changing.
Aren't the leaves beautiful?
Yeah, I feel great.
I love it.
I feel great today.
Yeah.
That was fun.
It was fun. Now, I will also caution you this.
I don't want to be cautioned today. I just want to have fun.
I just
want
to tell you, just as a lot of people were just wanting a quarterback change after two incompletions in that game last night, you got to give this a little bit of time as well.
I don't want to. I just want to enjoy today.
You can. But I'm just saying I think that's a smart way to go about it because there's still a lot of potential potholes on this road.
I know. I don't want to be smart. I just want everybody to enjoy it for a day. My God, in the middle of everything that's happening, can we just enjoy a day together? Please. I'm not talking to you, Bob. I'm talking in general. Let's just enjoy
the day. Is there anything
day.
Else besides Yinzer Leap and Pittsburgh Plunge?
Any other good tech suggestions?
The Leap thing.
You don't like the Heinz
Hop? Like,
the Heinz Hop sucks. I'm sorry.
All due respect to Lambeau Field, the Leap part, I don't know if I want to put that in there, you know? Because it's...
I know.
The Pittsburgh Plunge sounds better to me.
Yeah. There has to be a little twist on it.
Maybe give me another one. Give me another one to make this an interesting. I'd like to see the results of people.
I don't know. The Steelers. What? I'd have to think about this. Think.
Oh, you got to bring that up.
Do we want the teeth drop? The tooth drop?
The tooth drop.
The tooth drop.
The root canal. I don't know. I don't know what to do here.
Something with Agrisure. The Agrisure what? What's an
A? No, because it just doesn't work in anything.
All right. How about.
The Acrosure is sent.
The Steeler, what would go with Steeler? The Steeler.
The steeple, the Steelers. I don't know.
Steeler.
No, just put on your Twitter thing, Pittsburgh Plunge, Yinzer Leap, or other. And then you could put out one later when all kinds of people suggest it because they have time to brainstorm. Let's get to the lines. Let's get to the lines and celebrate together, shall we? How are you? You seem like a happy man all the time. You must be really happy today, Limits.
I am very happy today, and I'm eating my crow, Joe. And somebody put on the text line, is the PM team, do they like their crow crispy or sweet?
Well, let's all eat crow together. It's okay to eat crow. Most of us are eating at least little portions of it. Let's just eat crow. No finger pointing, no blaming, no cautioning. Let's just enjoy a day together, all of us. It was fun. And it might be, and the possibility for more fun seems more real than ever. I don't know if it's going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen.
Nobody knows.
The
unpredictability of sports is what makes it fascinating. 1 week we're talking about major problems. The next week everything's good. The next week, who knows?
But the point is,
they're
Bob,
in a position
to
put themselves in the conversation about where they are in the AFC, and do they have a chance? I do think it's the best story developing currently in the AFC, for sure. What other one is better than that right now? With a whole different quarterback rotation from 1 year ago, guys who were discarded, and all of a sudden now, there's potential and possibilities.
Very well said, Bob. I agree. It suddenly, all things seem possible. Why? Because the Steelers can propel the football through the air and have people catch it and make plays in big chunks. And that's a big deal. Will it translate? I don't know. I'll let Bob do the cautionary tales. I don't know if it'll translate.
I'm just trying to be realistic about it, too.
I
that's
know.
All.
So am I. I don't want to be realistic today.
I was open-minded about this whole move. If they wanted to do it, I understood why. It was strictly to try to get the passing game back to where it needs to be if they're going to be successful. And that's that more than anything else is the reason this was made. And so far, one game looks good.
Next. How about the Berg bounce or the Akershire airmail?
They both are beyond words.
I
horrific.
Like Berg bounce.
The Yinzer Yeet. Mark Cavalli probably likes that one.
The Yinzer what?
Yeet.
What is yeet mean?
That's a wrestling thing. The Allegheny Incline?
No. It's not an incline. An incline that. Goes up and, Bob, it's a jump. It's
he had a jump. You go up before you go down. It was an
How
incline.
How about the Najee?
How about the Harris?
The Jagoff jump, somebody said.
I like that. Let's go to the line, shall we?
I'm going
to
put that out there, Jagoff jump.
All right, here's Scott in North Carolina.
I'm starting it off.
Does Scott like the Jagoff jump?
Hello, Scott.
Anything you want to call it, I'm fine as long as we win. But I was calling about the game last night, and the Jets media evidently thinks they lost to the Carolina Panthers.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What?
Well, the Jets media. Is Carolina? Have you watched the Carolina Panthers? Have you watched?
Yeah, they're all.
Even Andy Dalton's thrown interceptions that look like a rookie who
has
no idea.
Listen, I don't blame anybody for thinking that the Steelers may still be slightly above average. Let's not get crazy here.
No, but they're not Carolina.
Nobody's talking about them in comparison to Carolina. You're exaggerating, right, Scott?
But if they're saying
in New York that the Jets just gave up 37 to a team that never scores on anybody but the Raiders, I'll listen. You know, I don't blame them for saying that.
I'm with you 100%. But what I was talking about was I was against the change. I wanted to stay with Fields myself. So Palmer looks like a genius today, and I'm happy. You know, I mean, so I'm good with that. And you was talking about the beanie picks. I think the first pick is the one that changed the game.
Oh my gosh!
There's no question.
Did. Yeah, go ahead, Bob.
No, I mean that was I thought his performance. You know, people are not going to talk about it as much as they should. He was really good all over the place.
Here's one thing we're definitely not talking about. Limits is people have talked about leadership. They've talked about George Pickens. We've talked about George Pickens, to no end here. We had a caller named Todd a couple weeks ago who had a suggestion, and I'm convinced that somebody in that locker room took up Todd's suggestion, Bob, and that has turned the season around. This was Todd a few weeks ago on what should happen with Pickens.
Does anybody anymore in a locker room, like, you know, TJ or Cam come up to him and say, hey, what are you doing?
What are you doing in that?
Bob, I'm convinced that they went up to Pickens, that they listened to that, and that the leadership group, the leadership committee went up to Pickens, and one of them said,
Hey, hey, what are you doing?
Exactly. You? You think that happened?
I think that's funny, especially the accent that came with it.
All right. Let's put the Steelers in the AFC hierarchy right now. I mean, they're 5-2. They're going to be 6-2. Have you seen the team that's coming here next?
Yeah, see, I know that's how everyone feels.
Bob.
I'm just saying, they're going to be, they should. It's a Monday night, they play. All the things add up to that, and the Giants are terrible. However.
There is no however in this situation.
The only however I'll bring up is that there have been cases in the past where teams have come here and you have
gone,
no.
The past is gone, Bob.
Okay.
It's a new energy around town. They're healthy. The Steelers are healthy. Watt, Highsmith, Benton, Hayward.
I wouldn't say they're healthy. Their
Porter,
offensive line is missing four people.
But tons of key. You're right about that. The offensive line.
And that's a big part of what they do.
But they're good. The replacement, they have
so
more
far,
depth there.
Been, absolutely.
I guess I'm thinking more defensively right now. They look different. They look healthy. Plus, Warren has come back to health on the offense.
Do you think I should include Jagoff Jump in this thing? Or is that just...
I don't know. Do you limits? Should he include?
Is there any
anyone
more?
I think people will laugh at that for sure. No,
I think
because
so.
You want to have one that says other, so we get all the suggestions.
Okay, other.
So you have.
I have Pittsburgh Plunge, Yinzer Leap, Pittsburgh or Berg Bounce. Right? Is there anything else that's better than that one?
The Steel City Surge.
Take out the. That's too long.
That's too long.
It has to be catchy.
It has to be two
Bob,
words.
Bob, take out the Berg. The what?
Like, it can't be four words. It's
got to
be.
Take that one out and put in Jagoff Jump and then other.
I like Berg Bounce.
You know, like
Berg
Bounce?
I kind of think Berg Bounce is okay.
I like that better than Jagoff.
Berg Bounce. Yeah. People will love that, the Jagoff Jump.
All right, so you think that's okay?
I think that'll get a lot of votes, and people will also get a laugh out of it. And in keeping with our theme today, let's just be happy, at least until 2 o'clock, okay? Limits?
Yes, I can do that.
Well, you're happy anyway all the time.
Not all the time. Most of the time. 90% of the time.
At least 90.
I'd say
so. Do you wake up happy? Bob, I wake up.
Not always.
I wake up mildly depressed and fearful every day. Have I told you my condition has been diagnosed by a therapist?
No.
Chronic low-level dissatisfaction.
Is
do you wake up happy? And I remember.
Yeah, well, I try to wake up happy every day, yes. Why,
well, either do
you
or
be?
You don't. It's not an effort. It's how do you wake up?
No, it is an effort. It's an attitude that you have to assimilate
sure,
into
you
what
can,
you do.
You can act your way into good thinking, but that doesn't mean you wake up that day, wake up that way inside. How do you wake up?
I wake up happy. I know there's a coffee waiting for me, and once I get that, then I'm really happy. And Joe, you've gone through things in your life. You've been in the hospital. You've had... Every time something happens to me, and there have been many times, heart-related stuff I've had.
Yes.
I made a vow to myself way back when this first happened to me that I would not be anything but grateful. And I think grateful is a good word to
gratitude,
use.
Gratitude, yes. It's a great word.
And people, regardless of where you are, what you're doing, your level of gratitude depends on what you think gratitude is. You
yeah.
should be happy
no,
for
can,
a lot of things
can...
that people take for granted. And it's just, it should be the way you think.
Well, you can't help the way you think. You can act your way into better thinking, but your original thoughts and feelings, you can't help that any more than
but
a strep throat
okay,
sets
but,
in. Then you get the antibiotics and you get better, Bob. I'm talking about the way you
no,
feel
you
before
shift.
You act.
Okay, but when you feel it?
I don't know.
Change it.
412-928-9370. Today, the moral of the story, Bob, is today, before I even got out of bed, I felt happy. I felt excited and energized for the show, and I'm sensing an energized city around the Steelers.
Oh, yes. I'm very excited and very happy.
412-928-9370. It's 11 o'clock. Time to stop blindly paying those increasing auto and home insurance premiums.
That was a
premiums.
Fast hour, by the way.
It really was, and it's going to be a fast show. You know why, Bob? What's the saying? Time flies when...
When
you're having fun.
And when you have a good attitude about your fun. And when days become less than fun, make them fun. And it's another for me.
I'm talking about fun.
Did Springfield pop a Malzy the other day? Did he say it during the show or no?
The 5% chance he did.
I've done everything for Malzy.
And he's another for me.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski, and Gone South Season 4 will be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.